Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, where doctors are developing new approaches in cancer detection and treatment with one goal, ending cancer. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Today on the Miracle Zone, we are super excited to have special guest David Sandacott, meditation expert and coach. But first, we'll begin with our grounding and protection exercise, an abbreviated version today. I'll then share the angel card reading for the show, and you'll be able to find an in-depth message on YucatanWellness.com. Enter the password, meditate. And then I'll introduce you to our gifted guest. You'll want to hang in here for the full 60 minutes for this one. Sit back, relax, and enter the Miracle Zone. Transition at the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman. Welcome to Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and very crazy world keeps us in difficult transition. Today is Tuesday, January 30th, and we're coming to you live from my place of miracle, the fall, chilly, and beautiful Rockies in Colorado. We are shifting once again. Thank you for allowing us to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help guide you into your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this amazing time. So, whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, empty nest syndrome, retirement, life transition, or plain old limbo, we are here to help make the transition as easy and painless as possible. So, again, today we have special guest David Sandacott, and we are live. But quickly, before introducing you to David, we're going to do our grounding and protection exercise. I'll then give you the angel cards for today, and you could get the extended version on my website, YucatanWellness.com. Okay, so are you ready? Okay, if you will, just take a few deep breaths with me. Let's inhale all together. And exhale. Come on, all together now. We're going to inhale love and light and healing. Exhale anxiety, pain, fear, disturbances. Now, if you will, if you haven't already, close your eyes. Close your eyes. If you're in a safe place, please do not do this while you're driving or using heavy equipment. Make sure you are in a safe and protected place. Now, with your eyes closed, let's imagine that we have a root coming from our first chakra, our root chakra, or imagine these roots coming from the bottom of your feet, our zero chakra, if you're standing. And then see that root pushing southward, pushing through the floor, and then imagine that root pushing through the crust of the earth, and it's going south, 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 passing all the concrete earth. And now it begins to approach the magma, the lava of the earth. See that lava, feel that warmth, that heat. And just continue to see the root pushing down, down, down. And we are looking for the core of the earth. And as we approach that core, we allow our root or roots to wrap itself around that core, grounding us tightly. And as we're doing that, all negative energy is falling away from us. And we very quickly allow our energy to come back up, our root to come back up, 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 up. And we see it approaching the earth, coming through the crust, energy coming up through the floor, and being filled with light, with love, with healing, and with peace. And now I'd like for you to imagine that you see a coat of armor in front of you. And that coat of armor can be of any material as long as it is impenetrable. See that armor. And I want you to imagine with me that you are stepping into that armor. And we're stepping in with our right foot first and then our left. And that armor is quickly coming up over our bodies, our knees, our thighs, our hips, over our stomach, solar plexus, over our chest, protecting our heart, and coming up to our shoulders, bottom of our necks. And from there, we see that armor extending down to our arms, our elbows, our wrists, and our hands. Now our body is protected, and our heads and our throat are exposed. But imagine with me that you see your helmet. I call my helmet the helmet of salvation, and I see my helmet sitting on this beautiful brown mahogany shelf. So then I imagine, and you imagine with me, that you are reaching out for your helmet. And you're going to take that helmet, you're going to bring it towards you and gently place it upon your head. And so the only thing exposed at this time is your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. Your eyes so that you may see the truth. Your nose so that you may sniff out the truth. And your mouth, so you may speak the truth. And now you are protected. And we never want to leave our homes anymore without putting up our protection and grounding, at least doing that abbreviated version of grounding. Okay, so I always invite my angel team in. Excuse me. I always invite archangels, Holy Spirit, God to come in, Jesus to come in, Ascended Masters to come in and be with us in the show. And I also invite angels, additional angels besides my archangel team. So today specifically, I'll quickly give you these. And again, you can go to the website, yucatanwellness.com. That's Y-U-C-A-T-A-N, wellness, healing mind, body, and soul. And you can get the additional messages for these cards today. So Archangel Gabriel came to us and Archangel Gabriel's special message is you have an important life involving communication and the arts. Please don't allow insecurities to hold you back. I will help you. Angel Indrael says to us today, you are a light worker. God needs you to shine your divine light and love like an angel upon the earth and all its inhabitants. Adriana says, I am leading you toward the answer to your prayers. Please listen to and follow the steps I am communicating through your intuition, thoughts, and dreams. And then we have Archangel Raziel, and his message to us today is spiritual understanding. And it says, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths. It's as we continue to shift in the show in the Master Year 2018, right? So now I'm getting out of the way, and we're going to invite our special guest on and welcome him on, Mr. David Sandercott. Welcome to the Miracle Zone.
Oh, thank you for having me, Pamela. I'm so excited to be here. That was great.
Oh, and we're so excited to have you today. Yeah, really, really excited. So we have a lot to cover. So why don't you begin with sharing with the audience who you are? Who is David Sandercott? Tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, sure, Pamela. You know, I might as well go back to the beginning, and we'll start. Maybe if anybody can go back to their college years, you know, I was in a fraternity, and I can remember being in my fraternity house one school night around 5:30 p.m., you know, and I was already drunk. And a good friend of mine, Rob D., we'll call him, said he looked at me in disgust and said, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, Dave. And I could not disagree with him, Pamela. Fat, drunk, and stupid was no way to go through life. Shortly after that, I was asked to leave college on a, you know, because of academics. And I knew I could make something of myself. And the only thing I knew was that, you know, this is embarrassing to say, I was in my 20s. More girls seemed to want to kiss me and go out with me if I had a six pack. So I lost all the beer weight, I lost all the body fat, I lost 33 pounds in 14 weeks and gained 7 pounds of muscle. And after that body transformation, like, I wasn't stupid anymore. Oh, my gosh, when you don't drink alcohol every day, you know, your brain clears and you're not, and it turns out you're not stupid. And so with that higher facility of mind, it just seemed to naturally lead me to the development of spirit. It was just something I wanted to do. And in 1998, it might have been 1999, but I got to do a Course in Miracles with Marianne Williamson for free. You know, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know she was the pastor at the church I stumbled into one day. And so this, you know, I was so lucky to attract these types of teachers all my life. And I mean, it was way beyond me at that point. And I, you know, but nonetheless, I had that influence from early on. That's where I was meditating, you know. So I was learning meditating too at that church. And so, you know, we'll go forward now a couple of years. I'm 25 years old. I have been meditating for a few years, but nothing serious. And so I make my first commitment to meditate 1 hour a day in my 25th year of life, pretty much. And I had just landed in Los Angeles to, you know, start an acting career, to be famous, basically. to be exact, to be famous and make out with Britney Spears. That was the goal.
Now that's
it's
a goal,
silly,
huh?
Right? Yeah, that was the goal. But I also had other goals. I had other goals that were a little more practical. And 30 days, I wanted to have an agent, and in 90 days, I wanted to be eligible to join the Screen Actors Guild, which is like the actors union, and if you're in that, you can make a living. I could at the time. I needed to be in that. And so what I did in this hour of meditation, you know, I did 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night, and to be honest with you, sometimes I sat for 45 minutes, 50 minutes. I was really into it. And at the end of every meditation, I would sort of visualize, and I would picture myself getting an agent, signing the contract. I had another visualization for getting my SAG voucher so I could join the union. And I'll tell you, it took me 33 days to get an agent, so I was 3 days late, but it only took me 73 days to do what I needed to do to be eligible to join the union. And it was all from just meditating, wow, visualizing, and so obviously now I'm hooked, right?
Yes.
I'm hooked.
Yes.
That was my first year of my life that I was on my own. You know, I'd never earned $12,000 or more pretty much in a year, you know,
yeah,
until then.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh,
I earned, if I remember correctly, I'd have to look back, but right around $46,000 that year. You know, and everybody says L.A. is hard, yeah, or show business is hard.
Right,
this
right.
This was my first time ever on my own. You know, I grew up in a really protected bubble. This was a big deal. And
yeah,
so, you know, a few years go by, you know, the worst thing happened, can I say this, is that all that good stuff happened, and then I stopped with my hour a day of meditation. I still meditate,
yeah,
every morning, but I cut out the evening meditation. It did make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
and I had these other magical experiences, you know, particularly to Dave Matthews. People ask me, what do you listen to? Well, I used to listen to Dave Matthews.
Yes,
Now I sit, uh-huh, in silence, but Dave,
mm-hmm,
Matthews. And so there's one day I was listening to Dave Matthews meditating, and I cannot explain to you the state that I was in, the, you know, the ecstasy, the bliss, the... And what I was manifesting, because I always use meditation to manifest, was an,
yeah,
acting role. And I thought I was going to get a guest star role on Will and Grace. I really thought that that's what it was going to be. And it just felt so strong. And I knew I was booking a great acting job that week. And I went to work on a movie, on a film called Game of Roses later that day. I was in the art department. I was the swing man. So the art department, like it was a Western. So if it was a bar, we would put all the beer bottles out or liquor bottles out, stuff like that.
Right.
And,
okay.
And all of a sudden, there was, you know, one of the assistant directors was yelling, was looking for a SAG, somebody who's in the union, because if somebody on set is in the union, they have to hire you. So that's how I got hired.
Okay.
My biggest role in a film with Bobby Brown and Little Kim, and I actually got murdered on film. You know, I had a fight with one of the woman cowgirls, and she killed me with her knife.
I love it.
Lisa Ray.
I love it.
Yeah, Lisa. And so, I mean, again, that one state that I was in from that day, that kept me meditating probably for another 5 years, never getting back to that state. But, like, why couldn't I, and wanting to, and just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And one day I was done with my acting career. I was kind of done with this spiritual crap, to be honest with you. And I was going to learn to make money. I was at a real estate investment club in Van Nuys, California. And here is this man, Stephen Sadler, who's going to give a talk on REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust. But before he does that, he says, let's kick back and get high on God. You know, let's have a meditation.
Yes.
And he went into this meditation, and in that night, you know, I realized there was something to be realized. You know, and my self-realization had begun. I couldn't turn back after that night.
Yeah.
He,
yeah,
became my spiritual teacher, my guru for the next 10 years. You know, I now train,
yeah,
his students at the Self-Awareness Institute, and you know, I've been meditating for more than 2 hours a day for over 7 years now, and I'm currently up to 4 hours a day, and I'm really training, working towards a 12-hour-a-day period of meditating for a long period of time.
Wow. That's amazing. So 1 hour a day you started out with, 1 hour a day, and then you had your busy.
I started with 5 minutes a day. I set the time on the microwave, and I fell asleep for 2 hours the first time I meditated. But so 5 minutes, but after a couple years of that, I made the decision to start with 1 hour a day.
Okay. No, I love that because, you know, that's what happens when you first start out. You either, you set this goal for, oh, I'm going to meditate for 30 minutes. And like you say, it winds up being 5, maybe 7, because then the brain wanders off. And, you know, you come back a half an hour later and you've gone nowhere. So I love, thank you for sharing that beautiful story. And, you know, as I was promoting you this week on Facebook, a particular scripture came to me, and I love that you love Marianne Williamson and Course in Miracles. I mean, that was amazing right there, like you said, that you attracted that to you and attracted these teachers. But I just want to read something to you that came to me as I was promoting your show. And it's a scripture, it's from the collective scriptures, and it's Luke 11:52. And it reads, "Woe to you, expert in the law, the letter, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering." And I believe, David, that meditation is one of those secret tools and secret keys. So, you know, tell the audience, what is meditation? What do you believe meditation is?
Great question. So I think it's fair to say, one, meditation is, you know, we can say hallelujah because it is no longer a secret. More people than ever before in the history of mankind are meditating, you know, right now. And we are on the, you know, on the verge, or we are on the shift of the greatest shift of collective consciousness ever, of human evolution. You know, our consciousness is going to a place it's never been before. And to answer the question, what is meditation, I think you really have to look to Ashtanga yoga. Ashtanga means eight limbs, so the eight limbs of yoga, the eight-limb path. And it defines it very clearly in that. The word is dhyan. And true meditation is there's no doing. You know, it's simply a being that which you are. You know, so I can't even really explain it. It's an experiential thing. To really understand it, to really get to true meditation, you know, you really need a guru, a yogi, someone who can help you get there. At least someone who's been there that can help you get there. And everything else is leading up to that.
Mm-hmm. So
does that make sense?
Yes, mm-hmm. It does. And I'm wondering if this might be a good point for you to maybe lead us into a short meditation.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a perfect time for meditation. Thank you.
Okay, let's do that. Okay.
Okay. So why isn't everybody, like Pamela said, if you are driving a car or operating heavy machinery, keep your eyes open. But if not, why isn't everybody take a moment now to close their eyes and take a deep breath in, and don't be afraid to just let out a nice taking another deep breath in, scanning the body, noticing any areas of stress or tension, breathe into them, release, and let go. Yeah, good. Don't be afraid. Another deep breath in. Squeezing your fingers and toes. Feel the energy flow. Release and let go. Good. Now just take a moment to imagine you're hanging up your day. You know, no lists are allowed. You're hanging up your wants, needs, desires, your worries, troubles, and concerns. And let's imagine that we're all stepping into a warm, bubbling jacuzzi or hot mineral spring, your favorite warm body of water to sit back and relax in. And as we submerge ourselves into the warm, bubbling water, we're effortlessly relaxed. Now begin to bring all your attention to the point between your eyebrows or your third eye. If it's comfortable, you can lift your gaze, slightly rolling your eyes back in your head. And if that causes any discomfort, simply lower your gaze, but keep all your attention at the point between your eyebrows. We use this first as a sort of a tuning dial, you know, like if an old-time radio tuner where you're on 95.5 and you want to get up to 101.1, you kind of have to turn it to get to the higher frequency. Just imagine now you're tuning in to the more subtle energies flowing through your body, the chi flowing through your meridians, the life force and the air you breathe. In fact, let's take a deep breath right now and hold it for a moment until you can feel your heart beating, and then connect with your heart beating. You know, what's doing that? You don't know how to make your heart beat. There's a life force within you that is causing your heart to beat. There's a life force within you that's causing life within you. And by definition, how could you be anything else other than that which is causing life within you? So take a deep breath in and connect with that. Connect with the life force within you that is you. Begin to tune in. You know, we use our third eye almost to establish a current. We're not used to feeling spirit. We're not used to feeling the love and the joy and the bliss that's available to us 24 hours a day. But we can learn. We just tune in on the life force. And that becomes our meditation. You see, we use our third eye as the concentration point. That's called dharan. That's the sixth limb of yoga. Single, focused concentration at the point between the eyebrows. Feels good. It creates a natural relaxation response in your body. It's bringing energy to your frontal lobes, to the areas in your brain that are least developed but are developing now as part of the shift, and that's your sixth sense. You know, your inner guidance system, the innate intelligence within you that is you, that guided you here today to hear these words and is guiding me now to speak them. Breathe in and connect. So the more connected you are, the better everything is, right? How conscious are you of your consciousness? Take a moment now and ask yourself, reflect upon how conscious you are of your consciousness on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the best. 10, you may have tears of love and joy coming out of your eyes for no reason. You know, if you're at a you're probably pretty close to death. So where are you on that scale? And then just reflecting upon how conscious you are of consciousness, you become more conscious. And the more conscious you are, the easier your life goes, you don't make mistakes, everything works, prosperity is natural and effortless. But when you go unconscious is when you make mistakes, do things you regret. Only unconscious people steal, murder, or rape. Only unconscious people pollute and pillage the earth for profit and greed. The answer to all your problems and to all the world's problems is consciousness, waking up, becoming more conscious of your consciousness. Conscious people are kind, courteous, conscientious, generous, loving, nurturing. Conscious people don't steal, murder, rape. They don't pollute and pillage. They're all unconscious acts. Take a deep breath in. Tune in to the point between your eyebrows. Connect. So this is also our homing beacon, you might say as well, the third eye. A lot of people think meditation is, and there is honestly teachers out there teaching this, is to try and stop your mind. Like meditation is closing your eyes and trying to stop your mind. You tell me how you stop mental effort with more mental effort. It's simply impossible. So never mind your mind. Your mind doesn't mind. Simply redirect your energy and focus to the point between your eyebrows. In advanced levels of meditation, you're learning to work with energy. And everything is energy, you know, including the thoughts in your head. It's simple chemical and neurological activity. Redirect that to the point between your eyebrows and begin to take the first steps to mastery over your mind. because who's in control of what you think about? You know, you are, right? You can think about anything that you want to think about. So what do you think about all day long, and is it what you most want to think about? And your thoughts lead to your emotions, which lead to your actions, which lead to your results, right? Your thoughts are things. So a great place when we meditate, we redirect all our attention to our third eye. And when we find our mind wandering, we bring our attention back to our third eye, even if we have to do it 1,000 times. And the art of the practice, right, the art of meditation, it's great to be blissed out for an hour or two a day, but is to bringing it into your life. I mean, that's what tantric means. You know, you heard the word tantric yoga, and a lot of people in the West think it means like sexual orgies. One of the definitions is that which extends, you know, that which extends into every aspect of your life. So you're extending your spiritual life into all aspects of your life. And a useful tool to help us control our mind throughout the day is to ask ourselves the question, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Why was I born? And am I fulfilling my life's purpose? We tend not to put that much time, energy, or even importance in answering those questions, right? Who am I? Why was I born? And am I fulfilling my life's purpose? So who am I? Well, you're not your mind, and you're not your body. You're not what you think about yourself. You're not your personality. You're not what others think about you. You're not your bank account. You're not how much money you earn a year. You're not your social economic situation. You're not your gender. You're not, you know, you're not Asian, black, white. You're not Christian, Jewish, or Muslim. These are all just labels that were made up and given to you. And then our brain, and then we begin to believe them, and then we become to believe that we're these things. You know, I'm a Pamela, or I'm a David. You know, I'm a this or I'm a that. But you're not those things. You're the life force itself. You're the love and light itself. And all the pain and suffering comes from the ignorance of forgetting who we are, from misidentifying ourselves with our mind and our thoughts. You don't have to believe your thoughts. They often cause suffering. So take a deep breath in and connect with the point between your eyebrows. So who am I? Well, I am and it is. So abide in the it isness of the I am and be that which you are. Just surrender to this moment. You know, God never left. She's always there. You know, he's always there. Not some man in the sky with testicles. It's a love that permeates the universe. It's what's animating your existence. It's what's animating my existence. It's what's making the planets, the stars, and galaxies swirl around the universe with pattern, precision, and regularity. Breathe in and connect. You are the love. You are the light. Let's just bring up our right hand for a second, kind of like you're holding it out, like you're sending energy, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send love right now. And you can think of that right hand that's up, sort of like your catcher's mitt of love. And then I kind of throw the satellite antenna on into that catcher's mitt of love. So think of your middle finger as sort of the love satellite antenna. And the tip of the middle finger is where I'm sending all the love right now. And you just want all the energy to galvanize there. And the more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive. And just imagine a light starting to glow there. A brilliant, sparkling white light. Like ET's about to go home. Your finger is lighting up. You might begin to feel some pressure or tingling. And the atmosphere around you is purified and blessed by the divine. May the divine energy descend upon you. You are purified and blessed. You are protected and guided by the divine in all your activities, day and night, in all places. So we'll take that middle finger now and go ahead and place it on your third eye, kind of where the bridge of your nose meets your top of your head, or the bottom of your, give it a tap or two. Maybe hold it there for a few seconds. Just merge with the feeling. You can go ahead and set your laps down, your hands down on your laps, palms up. All your attention on the point between your eyebrows. And if you hold your attention here for the next 2 minutes, while we sit in silence, like it's the most important thing in the world, you will get something. You will see. So take a deep breath in. And as we sit in silence, the more open you are to receive, the more you'll receive. Just keep bringing your attention back to the point between your eyebrows. Good. And tend to go even deeper. Hold the concentration. Take a deep breath in. How conscious are you of your consciousness? Now this is the time to visualize. You know, see your most enlightened self. Take a moment to see, you know, next year at this time, January 2019, see your most enlightened self. You've meditated all year, every day. You've done your journaling work. You've done your introspection. Business is better than ever. Your career is better than ever. Your relationships are better than ever. Your cash flow is better than ever. You feel better than ever. Now let's just all take a moment to picture the whole world living in happiness and peace. A world where all people have 3 meals a day or more. Everybody has water. Everybody has access to education. Everybody has access to health care. There's no more war. We treat the animals better. We stop polluting the earth. We're good stewards of our mother. And may the whole world live in peace. May you enjoy long life, good health, prosperity, happiness, and peace. Oh. And clap our hands together, rub them vigorously, creating heat and friction. And go ahead and palm your eyes. It feels good to put that energy into your eyes. Slowly breathing your eyes open, maybe picking a spot on the floor to stare at, maintaining that meditative state just for a moment with your eyes open. There's no reason to jump back into your head or to making lists. Just observe how you feel. Are you there, Pamela?
Are we supposed to continue an interview?
Yeah. Well, how do you feel?
Amazing.
Well, what did you find most valuable about it?
Well, it was really interesting. I think what you shared, not I think, but sharing about bringing your attention back to your third eye. Because what I said earlier is so easy to wander off. You know, you can't stop your mind. And just bringing my focus back there. And then I remember you saying, you know, being aware of your consciousness. And if it was on a scale of 1 to 10, where is your consciousness now? And I felt like it was somewhere around a 7. And then as you continued the exercise, I just became really, really, really full, like even now, I just feel like I just want to cry, just a good cry, a feeling of love and joy, and I feel really peaceful and really relaxed. And when you told us to visualize, I was seeing in our silence, I saw a mountaintop with the Star of David on the top of it, and it was so radiant, David, and so bright that I could barely stand to look into it. And as I began to visualize, when you get to speak about seeing my life later and seeing the world later, I just saw myself as a little girl on a pink and blue and yellow butterfly, this huge butterfly, and it was carrying me on its back, and we were flying over the world.
Awesome.
And everything was bright and just a light that was emanating up from the earth.
Yeah, the light. The light's the key. Keep going towards the light. And so we
the
love
light.
The experiences because they're fun and enjoyable.
Yeah.
And we don't want to get lost in the experiences. It's not about the experience. I'm happy to, that's why we like sharing them. But I always like to make the point that stay in the light. Don't get lost in the experience. Just focus on the light. Because you're going to have
light.
A lot of different experiences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting when you say that, stay in the light. I can remember about a year or so ago, David, I was sitting meditating and I was hearing go toward the light, and my dualistic thinking, I was afraid to go toward that light. And it hasn't been until recently, you know, because we're always told if you go toward the light, you're not coming back again, right? That's what this world has taught us to believe. And so I was so afraid to go toward the light. And then I found myself meditating one day, and I was like, I'm going toward the light. There's nothing to be afraid of.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Beautiful.
So you brought up a good point. I just want to dissect for a minute. You know, the world teaches us to be afraid to go to the light because we won't come back, right?
Right.
And it's like that's the ignorance, right? It's like I'm not saying that in like a rude way, but it's like this is the dream. This is the illusion. You know, it's all it's a story, and it's a movie, and you are the writer, the director. Star of the show. You write the script.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I find it so interesting as well, David, that the very things that we are told to fear and not experiment in are the very keys to open the doors to our perfect life or our best life. It's
That's right.
It's really amazing. Let me ask you a question. We just did that amazing meditation exercise. Are there different types of meditation, David, or do you call yours by a specific name, or what?
Well, it's a great question. And again, going back to those eight limbs of yoga, meditation is clearly defined as a being. So let's those, like, maybe you felt some energy, right, during this
call?
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah, you could
especially
feel the love,
especially when you put
right?
your finger out, the love and the tingling in the tip of the finger. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, right. So, like, I'm not a guru. I'm not a fully enlightened master. But I've been fortunate enough to have been training for one for the last 11 years, almost 12 now. So I'm conducting. I conduct energy, and I can send that love out to you, and then that helps you relax, be calm, and maybe meditate.
Yes.
So if you get into a state of meditating, to actual what meditation is, it's probably only happening for seconds or split seconds, but it's those states where you're not there anymore, where you're not, your mind is actually stopped. It's like nothing's happening.
Yes.
So we catch those glimpses of that, and then maybe you get it for a second, and then 2 seconds, and 3 seconds. But that is what actual meditation is, bringing you into samadhi, where you but it's mostly what we practice. So I will say, to keep it simple, third eye meditation, keeping our attention on our third eye, and that's concentration. And that's what a lot of people even define meditation is concentration. It's single-pointed concentration. But do you see how helpful that is? Like, how helpful it can be? Because not just in your meditation, but then the task at hand, right? The task at hand, like if you're writing a book or you're doing that thing that you don't want to do that day, whatever it is, it's like you just keep bringing your attention back to the third eye or back to that task.
Yeah,
you know, you're learning to train your brain in multiple ways. Okay, so now with that being said, is there other well, we have, there's hundreds of things that are called meditations and that are meditative and that are and that are all good and exploratory, like, you know, like the grounding meditation where you make the roots go down into the into the, you know, that that's a nice, like, guided meditation type thing. And then maybe you've done some breathing exercises. You know, those all have names. But I don't want to go on and on. Did what I say kind of make sense? Maybe you could regurgitate it back.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. No, so, yes, there are different types. And, no, I think you explained that just fine. What is Shakti Path? What is that?
I've
heard you use that word.
So maybe we should talk about levels of consciousness just a little bit. Let me just are you familiar by any chance with Dr. David Hawkins, Power versus Force, or any of his books?
David Hawkins, the name is familiar, but no, I can't think of any of his writings right now.
It's okay. Let me just recommend him highly to anybody, Dr. David Hawkins, not the, you know, astrophysicist guy. He's someone else.
Uh-huh.
But,
okay.
So he has a scale of consciousness that he committed 20 years to developing and testing it through applied kinesiology, through muscle testing. And so this scale is 0 to 1,000. So let me just sort of get through it real quick. So 0 to 200, we'll think of that is negative. Like 0 is death. When you get close to 200, you know, anger, pride, courage. Courage will take you out of the negative into the neutral or the positive. So when you cross over into the 200s, you know, you're into a neutral, positive state. These are people trying to better themselves in some way, we'll just say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Going into the 300s, the 350s, think of this as metaphysics, personal development, channeling, new age, you know, exploratory stage, maybe with, you know, with ayahuasca, you know, things like that. You get into the 400 levels of consciousness, and you consider this like that of the mind. It's the level of genius, like Einstein calibrated at 499. This would be like Buddhism. Like if you think of almost the whole religion of Buddhism. It's very, like, it'll talk about, you know, the lamas or the Rinpoches, how they spent 11 years in university, right? It's very mind-oriented. Then you get into the 500 levels, and this is a spiritual awakening. This is your people in America that are the most popular sort of pop, you know, spiritual, you know, like Marianne Williamson, like Oprah the 550.
Yeah,
Wayne Dyer, you know, these are high level. These are people are transmitting some energy, maybe. They, you know, it's extremely high consciousness. Then you get to the 600, and this is enlightenment. This is peace. Or let's just call it peace. But this is like your gurus, your most highly evolved teachers on the planet. Then you get into the 700s. This is enlightenment. This is world teachers. This is, you know, we can use somebody like transcendental meditation. You've heard of that before. For some reason, the yogi's name is escaping my mind, but that's an example. Okay. Here's a yogi that taught the Beatles meditation. He shifted the whole consciousness of the planet through that. You know, now transcendental meditation is the largest meditation practice. So that's just an example of these 750 teachers, because I'm not sure who to say. And then you get into the 800s, and these are the people that people don't hear about. They might live in a cave. You get around them, and it's like an acid trip. You get into the 900s. This was Jesus and Buddha. There hasn't been any physical being since them this high, you know. And then 1,000 level consciousness, this would be like Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness. This is like you leave your physical, you know, you're no longer in a physical form. So you know, it's asking me what is meditation, you know. So there's all these different teachings on this scale. And none of them, just because one's lower than the other and one's higher, it doesn't necessarily mean it's better. You tend to have to go through all the lessons or all the levels of consciousness to some degree. So, you know, what is Shaktipad? Shaktipad would be the most advanced training in the world. Shaktipad masters, I don't want to offend anybody or close anybody out, but these are your Jesus-like beings. You know, these are the people that came here to incarnate to help bring peace upon the planet. You know, their sole purpose for being here is to help bring peace upon the planet. And so that Shaktipad masters tend to be the highest calibrated teachers on the planet. And Gyan yogis, too. Gyan, the aspect of Gyan yoga being, you know, who am I, or concentrating the thought on I am. And so that Shaktipad is literally a transmission of the Holy Spirit. Shakti is the closest definition in English would be Holy Spirit. So Shakti would be Holy Spirit. Pad is the transmission of. So it's like the deepest teachings are in silence, and that's the way that I've learned most. Is by sitting in the presence of an enlightened being and merging with that energy.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, it's really interesting, David, because I had my college days as well, and I was a young girl being brought up in the church. My dad was a minister. Both my parents, and it's really interesting because today. I find my greatest joy sitting in silence and allowing myself to communicate with the masters or being just in that Holy Spirit surrounding me versus not knocking church or anyone who enjoys that. But to me, that is more of a ceremony now. But to me, where I get my truest enjoyment, you know what I'm trying to say? Is that sitting in the silence. And, I mean, nothing can beat that.
The temple is within. God is within. It's not if you don't have to go to somebody else, you know, to get it. That's the evolution.
That's it. It's within. We've been taught, again, you know, God is without. You know, I used to imagine God being that old, you know, huge man sitting on the big golden chair up in heaven, wherever that may be, you know, with the long beard sitting there judging us. I mean, that was literally my vision when you talked about God. And when that changes, I mean, it changes your world. So anyway, let me move on. I want to ask you.
Can I say something more about that?
Of course.
I don't want to stop you from going.
But that's absolutely right.
Because we talked about consciousness and we talked about being on the greatest shift of the heaven of human evolution of consciousness. That's right. Like, think about how the consciousness of humanity has shifted over the last 5,000 years. God used to literally live inside the temple. I mean, literally, right? If you follow the scripture,
literally,
right?
Yes.
And now, you know, so now we go ahead thousands and thousands of years. For the first time ever, you know, the Zohar, you know, the Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism has been translated into English by Rabbi Berg.
Yes.
And when he was asked why he did it, he said, because this is the age of enlightenment. It doesn't mean that Jesus is going to come back. It means that the whole world is going to enlighten, we're all going to enlighten. And so that's what's happening. Right? You understand why I said that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
Because we believe in the miracle zone. I believe, David, that we are all one with God, and God is one with us, and there is no separation. There is none.
Mm-hmm.
And so I control my life, which doesn't mean I am separate from God. It just means that I'm responsible with God to co-create with him, in him. So, yeah, it's amazing because, like you said, 30 years ago or 50 years ago, you know, we would be locked away in white coats and right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Chased out of town at the very least.
Exactly.
So can
exactly.
I share about one of my
course,
favorite
go.
Prayers?
Of course, go. You are free on the show. We don't have to stick
okay.
to any script. You're free. Go.
Because, you know, because it's like when we hold the thought of, like, I, right? It's like, well, who's the I? You know, that's the
yes. –
and when we ask
yes.
the question, who am I, you know, what we're looking for is the I that wants to know. And so
yes.
it's the best to think about, like, I don't do anything. Like, I have no idea how to transmit love to you or your
yes.
audience over the phone line. No idea.
Right.
But that which is within me causing life within me does. So
yes.
everybody just let's just close our eyes and bring up our hands for a second. I'm going to send you love. But it's real simple. It's dear Lord,
yes.
dear God, divine spirit, you know, whatever you works for you, dear Lord,
mm-hmm,
please
mm-hmm.
make me a pure vehicle for your love, light, and wisdom. Use this mind-body vehicle as a pure vehicle for your love, light, and wisdom. Speak through me, think through
mm-hmm.
me, work through me.
Mm-hmm.
My only desire is to serve thee. I give you my financial matters. And if they're problems, I don't have problems, but still. I give
no,
you,
you don't
my
have
financial
problems.
Matters.
No.
My relationship
yes.
matters. And I don't focus on anything other than, well, than the connection, than I am, than surrendering to the moment, than being conscious of my consciousness. And everything works out. It's like the Jedi.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's really good. I mean, I'm feeling amazing over here. So in the interest of time, I wonder if, I mean, you've already done this amazing meditation with us. We know already that the one tip you taught us how to center back between our eyes or center on the third eye, and you've given us a lot of tips. I wonder if you would mind just giving us the five tips so we can write them down and we have them for remembrance.
Sure. Well, I'll give you the five P's, right, that'll help you meditate if I can remember them.
Okay.
So one P is certainly posture. The most important, a lot of people, I can't meditate because it's not comfortable or this
mm-hmm.
or that. So there's no strict position. You know, be comfortable. Sit on a couch, sit on a chair with your feet
mm-hmm.
on the ground, cross-legged. The only important mm-hmm. thing is that your spine is erect. You want your back straight up and to be comfortable
okay.
so you can sit for a while. So you want posture.
Yeah.
So I can't believe that I should have – that these are escaping me right now. So people – positivity. You're going to have
okay.
to maintain a positive mental attitude because you're going to have obstacles and you're going to have blocks. So
mm-hmm.
it's like try not to have expectations and just – know that you're going to do it for at least a year and maybe make a 10-year goal to meditate every day, you know? I don't know.
Okay.
But
right.
So positivity, you know, you're going to have to maintain a positive mental attitude through the challenges that you will inevitably have. So posture, positivity, people, it's always good to get around a group, you know, when two or more are gathered in his name.
Yes.
You know,
it
creates power. And then plus
mm-hmm.
you'll have accountability, and it's more fun, and you have community. So those,
yes.
that one, people. You will also, I can't believe I feel so embarrassed right now.
Oh.
that
I'm sorry,
we
didn't mean to embarrass you. If it
no,
doesn't
no,
come,
it's okay.
it does come.
Yeah, at my peas. So place. So establish.
Okay.
A place, like ideally you'd establish a place that you're going to meditate in the same time every, you know, the same place that you're going to meditate in every day. If you can't do that, don't stress about it. Just meditate anywhere. But ideally you could create a sacred space in your house, like an altar, put up maybe a picture or just something that reminds you of the divine, an altar of some kind, and meditate there every day. Now, that's a good one. That one's actually pretty important.
Yes. Okay.
And then the other one, you know, I don't know what the P is, but it's have a teacher, have a, you know, even though it's within you, it's best to help, have somebody to help you, show you the way.
Excellent, David. Wow, this has been fabulous. And I have to tell you, when just before we came on, the last few days have been very grueling. I've been doing some work on the website, and I got up this morning, and as I laid there for a brief moment, and I got up and I go through my morning rituals. But I came into the show, I was feeling good about it, knowing everything was going to flow, but I was feeling fatigued. And as always, when you come out of that meditation, I mean, I feel really good now. I think I can run a few more miles today. I think I can do it.
Good.
And it's been amazing. Now, would you please give the audience your contact information? And I know you have a retreat coming up in Sedona. I heard that on your phone, so you can tell us about that. And you have a book coming out. So why don't you take the last few minutes and give the listeners that information, please, David.
Thank you, Pam. You know, I'm embarrassed to say the retreat was last June and I haven't trained my voicemail yet. But I do
have a
book.
Well, now you have to plan another one.
That's right. It'll just be good for next year. That's right.
I love it. Well, I have to tell you that you know, I do customized retreats, and you know what? Mm-hmm. I would love for you to be that meditation guru teacher. So I just want to put that out to you, and you can meditate on that.
And when they happen,
I would love to have you come in. I mean, it's been an amazing experience. But go ahead and share your other information. Absolutely.
So let me just say this. The best thing to do, I'm going through a huge transition right now in my business. You can go to davidsandercott.com. Sandercott is SANDERCOTT, just like it sounds, Sandercott. You could also, what I'd really recommend, if you feel inspired and you really want to learn meditation, I'm a spiritual life coach, a meditation coach, but to go to Schedule with David. So just the word Schedule with David. And why don't you go ahead and sign up for a healthy forever coaching session or a success with meditation, or maybe you just want to have a free coffee talk. But I offer my sessions for free, but I charge a $25 or $35 scheduling fee. I found that it's better for everybody to do that. And so I'd love to talk to you if you're inspired to meditate. You just go to Schedule with David. And if you'd like those 5 P's to mastering meditation and some other free meditations that I have on my website, just visit davidsandercott.com. And
fabulous.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. And look for the book, 21-Day Meditation Journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day in a New Way. Coming in March. You know, I'll have to give you more information, but I am in the final editing process. The cover has been picked and it will be out in March. So
fabulous.
Published
so we'll just keep
Wellness
the
Inc.
Where do we find that book when it comes out, or you'll give us that information later?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be on Amazon. You can get it on the Wellness Inc. website. You know, that's the publishing company. And
you'll
see.
Okay.
It. Just keep a lookout for it.
We'll keep a lookout for it. So what I'm going to do, David, when we end the show, I'm going to, underneath your show in the comments section, all of you listeners who are interested in contacting David Sandercott, I'm going to put his website up there. And all you'll need to do is click on the link underneath the show, and you can go straight to him. How's that? Make it easy for them.
Thank you. Perfect. Perfect.
This has been wonderful. I wish you the best, David, and thank you so much for joining us. That meditation was awesome. And I just wish you the best.
My pleasure, family. You're by far the best host I've had yet out of all these shows I've done.
Oh, thank you very much. And you're always welcome to come back. When your book comes out, you want to come back, shoot me an email. We'll have you on. And I mean that.
Will do.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Make it a great day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You too, my friend. Bye-bye. And to the rest of our listeners, I'd like to say we love you. See you next week. Bye-bye.